News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The recent launch of iPhone 16, more and more Irish consumers are turning to second-hand smartphones when they're due an upgrade. So what do you need to consider before you buy and what should you avoid? Well, who better than Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent, to tell us. Jess, is it a big thing now, second-hand phones?
It is huge. Research published in February of this year showed that 43% of Europeans have already owned a second-hand phone. And more people, particularly here in Ireland, are open to the idea, not only because it's better for your pocket, but we know that the younger generations are very environmentally aware. And there's been an awful lot of talk about how, you know, damaging some of the components are inside the phone for the planet. But also the phones have gotten better in recent years in terms of the durability and the lifespan of it. So it's great to see that the appetite is there. And equally, that there are businesses and companies that have established themselves here in this country to facilitate that demand.
So what do you need to bear in mind if you're considering it?
Okay, so first things first, there's a difference between buying a secondhand phone on somewhere like, you know, Facebook Marketplace or some online forums, and then a proper registered secondhand refurbished retailer. The difference is when you're buying a phone from a non-retailer, from another person, as an example, you're not getting any warranty. You're getting no certification or authentication that the phone is to a fully functioning working standard. Mm-hmm. And you also have no comeback if something goes wrong. So here in Ireland, there's companies like Swappy.ie, there's Refurbed.ie, there's a whole host of other companies that are now doing refurbished phones. What they do is they take all the phones back, they wipe them entirely, they make sure that the battery has at least 80% battery life, they make sure that the camera is fully functioning, they make sure the screen is fully functioning, and they give you a 12-month warranty as well. So you are getting authentic parts inside the phone. It's fully working and that warranty is super important. But the good news is you're not breaking the bank to buy one. Just this morning, I was having a look around and you can get, you know, an iPhone 13 for £400 on some of these retailers versus anywhere from 8 to 1200 euro to buy a brand new.
Yeah.
We've spoken quite a bit in recent years about the digital mobile networks. So if you're paying, say, £15 a month for your mobile network, and then you get a phone, you buy it outright for £400, you are saving a massive amount of money versus being on a contract plan that's, say, £60 a month for 24 months and then you have to pay off the phone. It just makes sense. But what I would say is make sure you're buying from a reputable retailer because, as I said, if you don't, you could end up a bit up the creek without a paddle.
Okay. Excellent. Might talk to you again about the same for laptops as well, because a lot of students going to college may be looking at the idea of a refurb. Mm-hmm. We might come back to that.
We can do that next week.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Good stuff. Really good advice. Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent. Thank you indeed.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.